The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
She's got the news. She talks with newsmakers. She encourages us to laugh, and she cries with us. Speaking truth to power and questioning authority daily, it's the Nicole Sandler Show.
Way, it's because
braggadocious.
Stand back and stand by.
In COVID, Kofifis and Russians and paper towels and Mueller's red hats and words he can't spell. In 2,102,400 minutes, how will you remember 4 years stuck in hell?
McDonald, Jessica,
midnight.
Everybody. Oh, yes, we need to do that, and we need to do this and say, we made it. Oh, my God. All right, looking at the official counter that has been running at NicoleSandler.com for, about a month now, 18 hours, 59 minutes, 39 seconds. Talk about love. I got to say, first of all, welcome. We're having a party today. It is a celebration. 400,000 Americans, unfortunately, did not make it. did not make it through the 4 years of Donald Trump. And I hate to say it, the what ifs, but I don't know about you, but I live with what if. What if things had been different? If Donald Trump had been sent packing as he should have been in the primaries in 2016, he never should have gotten to the general election. And I still can't reconcile that in my mind, how it happened. But I really think if somebody competent had been president, even Hillary Clinton, we wouldn't have 400,000 dead Americans today. We would have this pandemic somewhat under control. I mean, obviously, it's still, you know, killing people all over the world, but I can't imagine it would be this horrific. This is what happens when you elect incompetence. And, you know, I want to say we deserve it, but I had nothing to do with Donald Trump. Thank God. I really wish I had less to do with Donald Trump. I really wish he hadn't been the president for the last 4 years and for another 18 hours, 58 minutes, 4 seconds, 3, 2, 1. You know, all I can do is look back. And I'm not going to do too much looking back today. Really, I thought about pulling some of the low lights. There were no highlights of his administration. And then I thought, you know what? If I never hear his voice again, that'll be too soon. What I did do is I went back through the archives 4 years ago. And Inauguration Day 4 years ago fell on a Friday. So it happened. Then we had the weekend. Saturday was the Women's March. Do you remember how amazing that was? An incredible day in the light of one of the biggest tragedies of our lives. That day, I think, got a lot of us through what could have been a really even worse period. At that time, I had just recovered from surgery. I had lung cancer, and I came back because I couldn't sit back, even though I was recuperating, and let this election go off without being able to comment on it. So I came back probably a month or two earlier than I normally would have because I couldn't just sit on the sidelines. So at that time, I was still only doing 4 days a week. I was on Tuesday through Friday. So the inauguration happened on Friday, and then Saturday was the Women's March. And then I had Sunday and Monday off and came on the air Tuesday with Laffy, of course, was my guest because she's been with me for years. And I thought you might like to see a little bit of I'm smiling now. I wasn't smiling then. I'm going to warn you. I was angry. I was depressed. I was freaking out. So let's get into our little time machine and go back 4 years to the first show after Trump became inexplicably president. All right, here we go. Ooh, it would help if I did this.
Nicole Sandler coming to you live from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network to say we are simply fucked. We are fucked as a people. We are fucked as a nation. We are fucked as humanity. And the reason we're fucked is because it's a little man with tiny hands and a narcissistic ego who just wants to cry about his size. Oh, sorry, the crowd size. We are being held hostage by a belligerent child who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing, and he's going to destroy the planet. You happy? I'll tell you right now, I'm in a really, really shitty mood. I was in a great mood on Saturday. We had a wonderful time. We marched, and it was fabulous. And it was the biggest protest ever in U.S. history. And it wasn't only here in the United States. It was all over the world. It was on every continent. People marched. And you know what? Yes, we marched for women's rights. We marched for human rights. We marched for our children and our grandchildren and future generations. And we march to tell the world, he is not my president. And yet here we are. This morning, that piece of shit in the gold-encrusted now Oval Office signed executive orders, the thing that they so railed against Barack Obama for doing, that actually George W. Bush set records on, signed executive orders to overturn President Obama's, killing of the Keystone XL pipeline and the Dakota Access Pipeline. A lot of good that did. And can I ask why we marched and protested and screamed and called and begged President Obama and our elected officials to do something about those things? And it took months, if not years, to get him and our government to stand up for us to say, okay, I'm going to veto the Keystone XL pipeline. I'm going to deny the Dakota Access Pipeline. And Dump comes in and day two, with a stroke of a pen, he does away with all that hard work. Why is it so fucking hard to get something done, and yet, just like this, they can undo it? I don't know about you, but if this is America, I want no part of it. I am so fucking ready to leave this dump of a country and go somewhere civilized, because this ain't it. Let's try to call the White House and make a comment. 202-456-1111. For all the years Barack Obama was in office, that's the number I called to get through. So let's do it.
Thank you for calling the White House comments line.
The comment line is currently closed, but your comment is important to the president.
What?
And we urge you to submit a comment online at www.whitehouse.gov/contact.
The comment line is closed? Wait a minute. No.
Thank you for calling the White House comments line.
The comment line is currently closed, but your comment is important to the president, and we urge you to send us a comment online at www.whitehouse.gov/contact, or send us a message through Facebook Messenger.
There is no Facebook Messenger place to send a message to, and when you go to whitehouse.gov/contact, it doesn't give you a fucking contact page, you assholes!
I was pissed.
You wonder why I wound up in the emergency room Sunday night. I honestly don't know that I'm going to make it through 4 years of this. I don't know that I'm going to make it through 4 days of this. I'm so disgusted. These pieces of shit, actually, the first day the Trump sends out his lackey, Sean Spicer, to dispute the size of the inauguration crowd. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? I'm trying to raise a kid, and this is how do I tell her that you're honest, you do well, you treat people with respect, and you get ahead? Forget that shit. You know what? Shit on people, walk all over them, and then you'll get everything.
That was 4 years ago. The first show back after Donald Trump was inaugurated. Yeah, I had a really rough next few years. Those of you who've been with me for all this time, I thank you profusely. That was real. I don't act. What you get on this show is the real deal. And I got to tell you, I've suffered from depression, and Trump's election cut me. It hurt me. It just destroyed my faith in this country, in humanity, in my fellow Americans, in what life was about. It destroyed my faith in everything. And the first 2 years, 2.5 years of the Trump administration, I went through a really, really rough time. I somehow, because I've been doing radio for so long, I was somehow able to go on autopilot. But I had days when I came in here so unsure of everything. I had no voice left. It was so, my throat was cramped up. I literally scripted out every word that I spoke for at least a good 6 or 8 months because I had no confidence in myself to be able to speak extemporaneously, which is what I do. I don't read off a script, but I did because I didn't have the passion. I didn't have the confidence in myself or in us to be able to get through a program. And there were some that I couldn't get through. There were some that I dissolved into tears. And so actually, I'm going to give you some. I mentioned this when I started it. I did a therapy, something called TMS, which is a magnetic therapy. It's sort of like the MRI magnet that you go into a TMS treatment center and they map your brain using an MRI. And then they focus this magnet on this one spot on the side of your head. And you go in every day, 5 days a week for like 6 weeks. And you get this treatment where it's the tap. It's like a woodpecker tapping on your head for 20 minutes was my treatment. And I did it. And I got to tell you, while I was going through it, I didn't feel any different. I thought this is kind of a waste of time. But it is FDA approved and insurance paid for it. But now, I got to tell you, I made it through this last year, through COVID, through Trump. I'm singing Randy Rainbow's Seasons of Trump or Treasons of Trump, through COVID, through bullshit, through all of his stuff. And honestly, I have not had a meltdown, like a real major depressive episode in probably 6 or 8 months, which for me is amazing. And so I want to let you know what works, because I know so many people went through depression. He hit us hard. So if anybody has any questions about it, email me, Nicole@NicoleSandler.com. I'm happy to talk to you privately about it. But I really, I credit that with helping me. It's how I still cry. And I will cry tears of joy tomorrow at 12 noon when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris take the oath of office, because it'll be a return to sanity. It'll be, more importantly, it will be rid of the Trump infection from the White House. And my God, as I said there, I didn't think I would make it through 4 years. So to all of us, we deserve a round of congratulations, because we did make it. We made it through 4 years. I'm going to play you one more song before I bring Gotta Laugh in, because we are going to celebrate. This is Roy Zimmerman. He reminds me, he's like Mark Russell or I'm drawing blanks. Anyway, he's just great. And he's the one who did Vote Him Away, Vote Him Away, Vote Him Away. Right? You know, he did a few versions of that. Anyway, you'll recognize this song. It's one more farewell, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out kind of song. Take it away, Roy Zimmerman. Ooh, hold on. It's here we go.
You got sunshine blown right up your ass.
We won the presidential election. We won it big.
So you filled the hall with bloodshed and broken glass.
I guess we'd say, what makes you behave this way?
MAGA.
MAGA.
You did it for MAGA.
MAGA.
They said trial by combat.
Let's have trial by combat.
And we're coming for you.
We're coming for you, and we're going to have a good time doing
they
it.
They said we'd go into the Capitol.
Walk down to the Capitol.
And I'll be there.
Down and I'll be there with you.
Of course he wasn't there with you. A gas we say
they
sent you on a coup that day.
MAGA. Suck. sucker for QAnon. That's the poison you've been chewing on. It's a big lie, and it's brought to you by Fox News, the GOP, and you know who.
Landslide.
You said stop the steal and ransack the building. You trampled and said don't tread on me. You beat a cop with an American flag. You hung a noose for democracy.
Only no terror and hate will never make a
sunshine blown right up your ass. Now your ass is grass. What did you get for that? Tax cut for the wealthy, COVID, and a Chinese hat.
Dedicated to the voters of Detroit, Michigan, Motown, USA. RoyZimmerman.com. Every Tuesday we get together with our pal Gotta Laugh and shoot the shit about what's going on in the world. She was on that show, that the first show back after Trump's inauguration happened to be a Tuesday. I didn't even get to her part. She was wonderfully accommodating to my ranting that day. Anyway, we got to get Laffy on the phone. Hello.
I was wonderfully accommodating.
Thank you.
I was as miserable as you were. I just got quieter.
You were like walking on eggshells because I think you were afraid of what I was going to do.
Nah, I'm not afraid. I just felt really bad. I commiserated. Anyway,
oh, God, it was awful.
You reached the Trump gets booted tomorrow hotline.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Press 1 if you think instead of leaving Biden in the customary... I'm sorry, I'm going to start that again. Instead of leaving Biden the customary note in the presidential desk, Trump will leave him a little surprise in the presidential toy.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
You know that, right? Ugh. Only it won't be in the toity. It'll be somewhere else. Press 2 if you think that thing on Trump's head will finally jump off and scream, "We shall overcome." Press 3 if you think the Trump series finale will be Bob Newhart waking up and the last 4 years were just a terrible nightmare.
If only. But sadly, that won't happen.
I wish.
You know, today's going to be loose. We're going to party. The phone lines are open. Should anyone care to call in and commiserate? If you want to make a request, I just got a request from a Henry in Los Angeles.
Henry.
Who texted me. By the way, you can text the Skype number as well, which is 954-889-6410. And Henry said, I know I pulled this. I think this is it. He wrote, "Hi, Nicole. I would really like to hear, I fucking hate Donald Trump." And I think we can accommodate him. You ready? Whoops, that's not it. Oh, I got to go back this way. And no, that's not it either. I have a different one up. You know what? I have "fuck this fucking president" queued up. Henry, I will find "I fucking hate Donald Trump" for you. In the meantime,
"fuck this fucking president." "Fuck this fucking president." "I hate this motherfucker oh so much. Please everybody go and register to vote so we can all say fuck this fucking president."
Come on, everybody sing. Oh, that's it. Anyone.
That would have been embarrassing if I started singing and it was stopped.
I do it all the time. Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
God.
So I got to find "I fucking hate Donald Trump." I'm sure I have it here somewhere. But anyway, is it in this file? I don't know. Well, I'll look. So it's that kind of a day. I've got a few new songs queued up. We have obviously some of our old favorites, like this one. Okay, I found it. So we're just going to do it now because, hey, we're on a roll,
a
musical roll. Well, do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. All right, here we go. This little ditty's called I Fucking Hate Donald Trump.
But I fucking hate Donald Trump.
I love going out honky tonkin'. I love getting my buddies drunk. I love standing up for my country.
And I fucking hate Donald Trump.
Up all the fucks I have to give. But I love my mama and my daddy. I love my wife and my son. I love picking on this old guitar.
But I fucking hate Donald Trump.
Yeah, I love the U.S. Constitution.
But I fucking hate Donald Trump.
Politchat.net is the URL they point you to for whatever reason. I tell you the name of the artist, but I don't know. Most of these are available on YouTube. And somebody in the chat room said, where does she find these songs? Scouring YouTube. Oh, God. So, Laffy. There's stuff going on. There's like...
I have stuff.
Do you have stuff?
I have stuff.
You have stuff? Do we need to let loose the birdies or anything?
We do. The birdies are going to celebrate.
Okay. Let loose the birdies!
Welcome to my tweet spot.
So, what are the Twitters all a-Twitter about today?
Well, here's a fun one. I have a fun one to start with.
Okay.
SAG and AFTRA. Which is now SAG-AFTRA with a hyphen in between.
Yeah.
The SAG-AFTRA board finds, quote, probable cause to expel Trump pending trial on charges he violated the union's constitution.
Oh, no.
Yes. If found guilty by the committee, possible penalties include reprimand, censure, fine, suspension from the rights and privileges membership, or expulsion. The charges cite Trump's role in inciting the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th and his, quote, sustaining a reckless campaign of misinformation aimed at discrediting and ultimately threatening the safety of journalists, many of whom are SAG-AFTRA members. Process of expelling him could take 3 to 6 weeks, depending on the committee's verdict.
Right.
Yeah, it's not too bad. And possibly longer, that's the bad part, if Trump requests an extension of the upcoming hearing. If the committee votes to expel him, that ruling will still have to be approved by a 2/3 vote of the national board, but I can't imagine them saying no.
You know, the interesting thing is the reason that it's important to expel him from the union is, look,
yep.
When I did radio in Los Angeles for 15 years as an AFTRA member. It was before SAG. I'm not going to play. No, I'll get to that in a moment. So 15 years, I was a union member in L.A., which means I am vested. And I get a pension. So right. I just got my breakdown of, because now I'm 61, I actually can start taking it now if I needed it. But the longer you wait, the more money you get, sort of like Social Security. So, if they expel Donald Trump, I would think that means that he also loses any kind of pension. And I have a feeling he's going to need money in his retirement years because he's got a few lawsuits against him.
Yeah. Plus,
and
he
owes a
won't
lot
be able
of money.
To- he won't be able to do much TV unless it's a non-union gig.
That's right.
And those pay bupkis.
Yes. Yes, I know.
I can speak from experience because I am union.
Right.
But before that, I was non-union. Mm-hmm. And they what they do is not only do they not pay you very much, but they also don't give you things like, you know, lunch. So you have to, it's like working for a neighbor. You know, you don't get the benefits.
Right, right.
You don't get a dressing room necessarily if you're working on a show. I mean, it's really bad. So, yeah, if he gets kicked out of the unions.
Exactly.
Okay, so that was a good one.
Hey, by the way, one other thing. I got to mention that just a short while ago, mm-hmm. Donald Trump released his farewell video.
Yes.
It's a 20 minute long farewell video that I will neither listen to nor subject you to. I will not play that on this program. So
but
don't worry about that.
They also released, I tweeted if you want to see it, at Gotta Laugh, GOTTALAFF on Twitter, the text.
Oh, God.
Of that.
I know.
It's basically a greatest hits.
Yeah.
Know, it's a nicely written comparatively.
Yeah. And
like
again,
he didn't write it.
You know what? No, thank you.
No,
and
it's full of lies. It's full of bragging, and it's the usual. So you don't care about it. Trust me.
Yeah,
I won't listen to it.
No,
why subject myself?
Not at all. I saw it. It's like okay. It's he released it. It's not even like an address to the nation on television. It's not live. It's a tape. It's a video hostage video that he put out, and it can't be on Twitter because he's banned from Twitter, and it's not on Facebook because he's banned from Facebook.
So other people on Twitter are having to tweet it for like the news people or some of them are tweeting it. But the best thing about it is it's a quote. Farewell video.
Yes. And he says a new administration is taking over tomorrow. Now, he never says Biden and Harris, but he does say a new administration is taking over. That much I do know because I read it in the article.
So can you imagine? I mean, his militant followers who were, this insurrectionists, they're looking at him. Not only didn't he walk with them, as he said he would.
Yep.
But now he's admitted defeat pretty much. And so he broke his promise to them.
Yeah, it is the big lie. And has he admitted to the lie? I love how everyone just kind of picked up on the vernacular, the big lie. And that's exactly what it was. I mean, the big lie on top of his thousands of lies told. Do you know if the Washington Post ever came up with like a final tally? I guess that'll happen tomorrow.
Yes, they did. They did. It's 30,000 something.
Oh my God.
Yeah. They released it. I saw it on the news today.
Hi.
And then this one guy, I'd have to look down my list of tweets that I put out, but he released every insult. It's the New York Times, so you can probably find it there. Every insult he's ever given to anybody, I guess, publicly. And it's something like 45,000 words or some ridiculously long thing. It took them long time to put it together.
I believe that. I believe that.
Oh, you hear? You want to laugh? Okay. So Melania tweeted,
"Please follow at Melania Trump for future updates and announcements."
And Nancy Lee Grahn, who you said is
Lee Grahn, plays Alexis whatever her last name is now on General Hospital. She and the people. On the General Hospital Facebook page, hate her. Well, some people love her, but you could tell who the Trumpers are. The Trumpers hate her. She's so political. But
they'll love her for this one then.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Melania's putting out the tweet, follow me, follow at Melania Trump. And Nancy Lee Grahn said, I'd rather have my liver extracted through my esophagus.
That was good. I responded to that tweet as well.
Oh, you did.
And I said, I'm looking for it. It was something to the effect of, why in the world would I ever want to do something like that? And it got a lot of retweets. I'm just looking.
She's not getting a good response.
No. Like, no. Why? No. And she released her own farewell video, I don't know, yesterday or the day before, that I also didn't listen to. I've been subjected to some of it because it's there. these people are delusional.
Yeah. And, oh, remember the 1776? I didn't save a tweet on this, but the 1776
thing that
released, it turns out they lifted big passages from somebody else.
Oh, my God. So this, you know, at the siege on the Capitol last week, they were screaming, this is 1776 again, we're 1776. So yesterday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, this Trump's administration puts out their, I don't know, it's like a 45-page paper that they called 1776, allegedly to discount the New York Times 1619 project.
Yes, right.
That
correct.
And basically, they said slavery was fine. Just it's good. It's part of our history. This
other
is who we are.
Other people do it. Other people did it. That's what they said, too. And I mean, I skimmed it. But one of the comments, I think it was on Lawrence, he said it was like written, or maybe it wasn't him, but anyway, it was like written by a high schooler. It was like a bad term.
Yes,
paper.
I saw that. I saw that comment on it. Yeah, like yeah. I think Chris Hayes actually
said
that.
Oh, that's maybe who it was. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, let's move on to Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch.
Moscow Mitch. I have audio of Mitch today. So Mitch McConnell goes back on the Senate floor for the first time since, you know, I don't know, whatever happened in the last few days. So Mitch McConnell goes back on the Senate floor and says this.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
Ooh.
And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like. But we pressed on. We stood together and said an angry mob would not get veto power over the rule of law in our nation.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay. He got his fucking judges.
Yes,
he got his fucking tax cuts. He obstructs everything that's sent over to him by the Dems. And now he throws this out. And yay if he votes to impeach. But otherwise, it's nothing but a little crumb or a little warning. And it's, you know, who knows? But he's always playing everybody.
Too little, too late. I mean, he could have... staved a lot of lives and heartache and
and
embarrassment for this nation had he done his job sooner.
Yeah,
it's not saying he's doing it now.
Had he not obstructed and you know, the Grim Reaper.
That's right.
All the COVID legislation and other things that would help people, you know, live and be healthy.
Yep.
No. So now he's saying this and everyone's all excited. And yes, it's an interesting and hopeful moment.
Right. Because it sounds what he's doing is he is giving his Republican Senate caucus permission to vote to convict Trump on these impeachment charges. And
here's what
I heard I don't know. It must have been like a fantasy or something. But somebody, I don't remember who it was, said that they think he is going to hold off. You know how they can wait and not vote when they're called and wait. He wants to be the 67th vote to convict Donald Trump.
Ian Bassin, founder and executive director of Protect Democracy, he said this is not just about convicting Trump in the Senate. This is a predicate for consequences for Josh Hawley and others. It's also, even more importantly, a critical step in moving the nation back to a shared reality by correcting the lies people have been fed by the Trumps and Hawleys. So he thinks it goes beyond Trump. So that would be nice. Nina Diamond, a mutual follower who I just love, she does a lot of arts and media and science stuff. She said one of those powerful people that Mitch referred to was Mitch himself.
Oh, exactly. Hey, Laffy, you know I said I'd open up the phone lines?
Yeah.
Well, we got somebody on the phone, and actually this person even has her own intro.
It's time for Amy Simon of She's History, the most dangerous women in American history, then and now.
Because I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N, that's all.
I was going to play our Glibberal Goddesses intro, but I can't find it. Hey, Amy Simon.
Amy!
We made it! We made it!
Hi!
Hi!
Hi.
How are you?
Are you happy? Should we get drunk together on the air?
Amy, you're breaking up. Say again. What? Amy?
You go. Yes.
Okay, talk to us because it's hard to hear you.
Oh, I can call you from my landline.
Okay, well, she does that.
Okay,
you
do that. Okay, you call us back. Well, Amy will call from a line that where we can actually hear her. Right.
Okay, so what else? What other quote? Another quote from McConnell was with more bullshit. He said, "So our well, I should read you more than that." He says, "Certainly, November's elections did not hand any side a mandate for sweeping ideological change. Americans elected a closely divided Senate, a closely divided House, and a presidential candidate who said he'd represent everyone. So our marching orders from the American people are clear." We are to have robust discussions and seek common ground. We are to pursue bipartisan agreement everywhere we can and check and balance one another respectfully where we must bullshit.
Bullshit? What?
No, I said that.
Oh, okay. No, I'm trying to open something.
I don't believe a word he's talking. He's going to suddenly compromise? No, he's not.
Right. No, of course not. All right. I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted because I'm trying to do two things at once.
Okay.
Occasionally I can. All right. Let's do this.
Yes.
Amy Simon of She's History. Got a laugh out of the carnival and into radio or not. And Nicole Sandler.
Hello, goddesses.
The Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com combined the forces of Amy, Laffy, and Nicole to bring to you the Glibberal Goddesses.
All right. So there you go. I found it. And now, Amy, can we hear you? I think. Amy?
Hello.
All right. So, Amy Simon, are you on a break for work or you get time off to celebrate that Trump is finally 18 hours away from leaving?
First of all, it's so wonderful to hear such a lift in your voices. I took the day off, but I had a really bad toothache, so I didn't want to call and say, oh, maybe I'll come on. But my tooth feels better, so I said, oh, maybe I'll come on.
Your tooth allowed you to come on.
Well, it's nice
Darling,
to hear from you.
You know, you were talking about the Women's March 4 years ago.
Yes.
I had to tell you, it was historical in many ways, but it was the most peaceful, largest march. It wasn't just the largest. There wasn't one drip drop of violence. Completely peaceful. And that was historical in itself.
That is very true. And just think, you look at the crowd of cretins that descended on the Capitol on January 6th, and you look at the Women's March from January 21st, 2017, that was a day that I will never forget, even though it came the day after one of the worst days in our lives. That was a magnificent day.
Yes, it was. And today's a magnificent day, you know, in the way we know, because there's so much bad going around. But
and Amy, since you're on, we have our first female vice president being inaugurated tomorrow.
I know. It's just delicious. Way over time. But it's still absolutely fantastic. And, you know, the fact that she's, you know, has such diversity in her own heritage is just great. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole White House is, what are they, you know, we have a Jewish person, we have
woman. Another thing that has not been spoken about a lot, but Doug Emhoff, I think is how you say his name. The soon-to-be second gentleman, Kamala Harris's husband, is Jewish. He'll be the first Jewish
second dude or something like that.
That's better than gentleman because it's 2021. So we got a
Fantastic. Jew,
we got a black, we got a, and it's making the Trumpers' heads explode.
Yeah,
so that's the best
sure
part
is.
No, it's not the best part, but
no,
it's one of the best
not the
parts.
Best part. But I think back 4 years ago and how they used to say, you snowflake, get over it. Elections have consequences. I just want to throw all that right back in their faces. These sore loser crybabies. And Donald Trump is the biggest one of all. The fact that he is not going to the inauguration, but he still wants a big send-off at Joint Base Andrews.
He
can't find anyone to attend, but he wants his 21-gun salute and red carpet.
And this is after he gets complaining that now that they took his little Twitters away, he doesn't have any outlet. Well, all he has to do is get in front of a TV camera.
That's right. I pulled some video here. Let me share this with you. Talk about a contrast. And, you know, I wasn't the biggest Barack Obama fan. I compared to what we've had for the last 4 years, I bow down at his feet. But I'm critical of a Democratic president who is not the progressive that he said he was or could have been. But here's Barack Obama the day before. I think it was the 18th of January 2016. And here he is giving a final press conference in the White House briefing room. What a concept.
Second thing I want to do is to thank all of you. Some of you have been covering me for a long time. It's folks like Christy and Lynn. Some of you, you know, I've just gotten to know. We have traveled the world together. We've hit a few singles, a few doubles together. I've offered advice that I thought was pretty sound, like don't do stupid stuff. And even when you complained about my long answers.
Shit. Oh, hold on. I hit the wrong thing. Oh, no. Hold on. One second. Where did you go, Alba? This is what I get for trying to do two things at once.
You know that the only reason they were long was because you asked six-part questions. But I have enjoyed working with all of you. That does not, of course, mean that I've enjoyed every story that you have filed, but that's the point of this relationship. You're not supposed to be sycophants. You're supposed to be skeptics. Huh. You're supposed to ask me tough questions.
Wow.
You're not supposed to be complimentary, but you're supposed to cast a critical eye on folks who hold enormous power and make sure that we are accountable to the people who sent us here.
You know, what a concept, huh? Oh, sorry. Sorry for the echo. What a concept. That's how a president should be, right? And obviously not what we had for the last 4 years. Can you imagine Trump ever thanking the members of the press for asking tough questions?
Yeah. You know what I was thinking, you two, that because Jill and Joe were not invited to the White House by, you know, Donald and Melania for the traditional welcome.
Yeah.
They must be so happy. How happy they must be that they don't have to pretend to like them with them, even though they would have done it with class and integrity because, you know, that's who they are. But I'm wondering if secretly they're, like, so relieved that they don't have to go through that with those two.
Oh, you bet they are.
I'm sure.
I said the exact same thing. I said that yesterday, in fact. Not only that, but they don't have to expose themselves to COVID by walking into any part of the White House area.
I think it would be funny to write like a little play about what, you know, the meeting that didn't take place between, you know, Joe Biden and Melania Trump. I'm thinking of writing something about that because it just seems
that could
like
be
very
fun.
Fertile. And of course, Laffy could play Melania because you could do everybody, right?
I can
I'll
barely
be done.
Do her. I'm not good
I'll
at her. I'd rather do Ivanka. I can do Ivanka.
Yes.
All right. We'll let her pop in then.
Daddy, the Bidens are coming over. I thought you told me they wouldn't be here. Daddy.
Yeah. Okay, Ivanki. By the way, she said she was going to go to the inauguration and then was told, "You're not invited, bitch."
Who's not going to the inauguration?
Ivanka. Ivanka said she was going to go after Donald said he wasn't. And it was made clear to her that it's not a thing. Like, children of former presidents are not necessarily invited. And she was not invited. So Ivanka's not going.
Well,
to
she's in hiding, isn't she? I mean, aren't they both like in hiding somewhere?
Yeah, I think down here. They seem to all be moving to Florida.
I'm going to read you guys a tweet.
Okay.
That you will both appreciate.
Okay.
This is from somebody who goes by at Crazy Fucking World, who I don't know. Suddenly, we're all Stormy Daniels, just waiting for him to finish so we can get some sleep.
Yeah, except she let him fuck her. I didn't.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, he's always forced himself on
of
women.
Of course.
So.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, we know that.
Yeah. Anyway, that was just something I had to insert.
I'll tell you who my latest heroine is. I have many, as you know, and okay. You two are two of them. But my latest heroine, who I'm so in love with, is Letitia James.
She's great.
Yes.
And she was invoked in the video I played. I think the Roy Zimmerman video, the one, the MAGA, talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, she's invoked in there. I will post those videos, by the way. When I play these videos, I always post them in the blog at NicoleSandler.com along with the day show. Today will be NicoleSandler.com/1-19-21. It's easy format to figure out. But it'll be in there, so you can go back and look for it. And, of course, you'll want to sing along tomorrow as the big inauguration happens. By the way, Amy, did you see... I talked about this a bit yesterday, that New Radicals is reuniting to do You Get What You Give during the virtual parade tomorrow following the inauguration.
Oh, yeah. I did see something about that.
No, hold on. What? Come, David's here. What? Something about Prestwick Airport?
You got to hear this.
Yes.
Well, you flew into Prestwick,
I
right?
did, yes.
In Scotland, okay. And it's close to Trump's...
golf course.
Resort in Turnberry.
Yeah.
There's a petition to rename it Joe Biden Airport.
That's awesome.
I love it. That's awesome.
Is that for realsies?
Yeah, that's for real. Yeah. Well, it doesn't mean they're going to do it. He said that.
No, but I mean, is the proposal real?
Yes, the proposal's real. He wasn't just making a joke.
I think maybe he was.
No, he wasn't. No.
Oh, well. I'm glad it's real. That's so good.
Oh, I guess we'll find out.
Yes, I suppose. So New Radicals, the song You Get What You Give, which, you know, I have a New Radicals gold record behind me on the wall here because I was such a big fan of that album. I actually listened to it last night as I was showering and had fun. But Greg Alexander retired from performing because he hated performing. He hated the spotlight. So he's a songwriter and a producer. But because this was sort of like Beau Biden's fight song and the family adopted it as a theme song. And Kamala's husband uses that song as his walk-on music at rallies and things. Greg Alexander said he'd get the band back together. Well, what most people don't know is Greg Alexander really did play all the instruments and stuff. It's really his album, but he did assemble a band for the few performances they did. And so he's putting the band back together and they're going to perform tomorrow afternoon in the virtual parade, which happens, I think, sometime between 3 and 5 Eastern. So I will be able to watch it before we go on the air. Tomorrow's a big day. I'm very, very excited.
Well, we're both having champagne.
I knew I was going to take the day off 4 years ago, and I have. So I'll be around.
Yeah, we have a bottle of champagne ready for dinner for tomorrow night. We are not veganizing tomorrow night. We actually got crab legs and champagne to celebrate.
We've got cheesecake.
Oh, I made a sweet potato pie the weekend. We haven't tasted it yet. I forgot it was there last night. But we have that because we are planning on a big celebration in our house.
Laffy, we are too. No, we got the champagne.
Look at our friend Nicole. Look how happy she is. I have not seen her this happy.
All it takes is getting rid of Donald Trump. Look at that.
I'm watching you on my computer screen. I'm listening to you through the phone, but I'm just watching you silently be joyful on my computer screen. It's such a lovely sight.
Yes. You know, look, who knew it was so easy to make me happy? Just get Donald Trump the fuck out of the White House.
That wasn't easy, Nicole.
No, you're right.
It
wasn't easy at all. It wasn't easy at all. All right, girls. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I have. I have here to play for you. Nothing really exciting. Laffy, you got any great tweets?
Yeah, I got more.
Okay.
I got more tweets. So,
share some tweets.
Rudy Giuliani. He tweeted the claims that I asked for or received any compensation for a pardon for myself or anyone else is false, defamatory, and malicious. So Jeremy Neuberger, who is a political satirist, he said, and by the way, false, defamatory, and malicious is the name of my new law firm. Look for my new business cards.
That's good. Yeah, I like that.
That was good.
Do I have a ding? I have a ding. Yeah.
Do a ding. I need to be dinged. I haven't been dinged in years.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, more. Okay, I don't have any more funny ones, but I have one that's annoying as hell.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Sleeping Giants tweeted that Amazon's Smile, it's called Amazon Smile.
Yeah, that's where you donate to a charity, right?
Well, apparently, I'll just read you their tweet and you'll know what it's about.
Okay.
Amazon Smile, why are you helping the Oath Keepers, a militia group, raise money?
Yeah.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. Well, so what it does, Amazon Smile, for instance, I could designate a charity that I want. And so anybody who, if I still had an Amazon Associates account, which they killed mine off a couple of years ago because they didn't like the way that I used it. But anyway, because I did the Amazon portal. I said, here, go into Amazon through my link.
Yeah, I remember.
And then I get credit. You're not allowed to do that. What they want you to do is just give links to specific products and any products you like. They want you to write articles and push specific products. So they killed off my account and I tried to start another one. No, not allowed. But you can designate a charity. So the Proud Boys or the Boogaloo Boys, these idiots are designating their own organization as a charity. And Oath Keepers, and Amazon is accepting that as a legitimate charity. What is it like
apparently.
the Trump organization or the Trump Foundation
been disbanded? It's a screen grab that says it shows it. It's got the Oath Keepers logo.
Oh,
support
God.
Indiana Oath Keepers with Amazon Smile. And then it has a bunch of text on it. Thank you for your support.
Somebody call Letitia James. Go ahead.
Yeah, really.
Please do. Okay, so here's Parker Malloy telling off Lindsey Graham. That's always fun. Lindsey Graham said, you're going to need a barf bag for this or maybe some self-medication. In these troubled times, he says, we need to pursue Dr. King's dream for America with passion and vigor. The words of his I Have a Dream address mean as much today as when they were delivered. Dr. King is a true American inspiration. And Parker Malloy of Media Matters says, you tried to get the Georgia Secretary of State to alter the vote count to disenfranchise black people, you racist cartoon character.
Good. Yeah, Lindsey Graham is just a reprehensible piece of shit.
Yeah.
He stood on the Senate floor the night after they all came close to being assassinated. As now we're learning from the reports how close they were to getting in the chambers while they were still there.
Yeah.
And he did a big, I'm done, I'm over this, I'm out, count me out, I've done enough already. And then the next fucking day, he's on the plane with Donald Trump going down to the border.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep. Ugh. That's who he is.
Ugh. God.
He's a little piece of duty.
Yeah, let's play a little song for Lindsey. Oops.
Okay.
I'm on the wrong.
That's
I'm on the wrong page.
Song.
This is the song. Okay, that's all.
I love that song.
So do I.
I do too. It's very peppy and snappy.
Yeah, and it says just what you needed to say with a smile.
That's right.
It's very satisfying when you play song. I have
Thank
to say.
Thank you. We're getting close to the end. Time flies when you're having a party.
Well, I have one more that fits into Melania.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to crash. Go ahead, Lassie.
Go ahead. One more for Melania?
Okay, one more. No, about Melania.
Okay.
This is when she wouldn't, as you were talking about, Amy, have the traditional meeting. And Scott Hetchinger, a public defender, said, Melania is a racist birther who mocked families and children caged and separated by her despicable family and enabled the most corrupt, hateful, and cruel president in history. Her little show tour is not worth anyone's energy or time, least of which Dr. Biden's. She'll figure it out.
Well, that's true. And I'll tell you what, Jill Biden's been in the White House before.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Just saying.
He kind of knows his way around.
Snap. Yes.
both of the Bidens know their way around. So they don't need your stinking tour. We don't need no stinking tours.
Stinking tour.
I was going to invite you, but my husband would not let me.
So tomorrow is Inauguration Day, and Harvey J.K. will be here with us to go over the historical significance of it. Amy Simon, find Amy at cheesehistory.com and read up all about the fabulous females who came before us. And, of course, Gotta Laugh, find her on the Twitters at Gotta Laugh with two T's and two F's, and here every Tuesday. And, with that, let's party, everyone. Party like Trump is gone tomorrow, because Trump is gone tomorrow. Woo-hoo! 18 hours, 6 minutes, 30 seconds. That's awesome. All right, see you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.